All right, here we are back to it on BBS Radio. Welcome to this show with Winfrey and Terry Brown. They are located in Sedona, Arizona. Today it is May the 25th, 2020. It is Memorial Day. My heart goes out to all those that have fought for us, for our freedom. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We have a few people here so far. I thank you all for being here. Thank you, Debbie. And who else joined in? Feel free to say your name and location.
Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Welcome, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi.
All right. Let's see. Yes, we just wait for someone else joined in. We welcome you if you want to. Feel free to say a name and location or stay in the background. That's fine. We welcome you. And for those listening in online through BBS Radio, we will be starting here shortly. And we thank you for being here. And right after this show, it stops around 7 o'clock, a little before 7, we go over to a different conference call, which is our daily Whole Planet Healing Gathering. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in the side.
Hello, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
And then welcome to the next caller. Feel free to say a name and location. And feel free to not do so. We welcome you. And for those that are listening in on BBS and you want to participate with the Whole Planet Healing conference call, you can do so by calling in right after this show. The phone number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And another person, two more people tuned in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Cecil in Seattle.
Welcome, Cecil Sea Serpent.
Hi, Cecil. Don in Northern Ohio.
Hi,
everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome. And the next caller, we welcome you. Feel free to say a name and location.
Hi, my name is Kat, and I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Welcome back, Kat.
Hi, Kat. Hi, thank you.
Hi,
Kat. Hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hello, hi, this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening,
hi, Jane.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
And I want to mention the website if you want the information to join in at the conference call we do right after this show. It is www.wholeplanethealing.com, wholeplanethealing.com, where you can find the information I just said, the phone number and the access code. And welcome to those that have joined in online through BBS Radio. Good evening to you. Happy Monday. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome,
hi, Terry
Brown.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And then welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren from Forks,
Good evening.
Washington.
Good evening, Lauren.
Hi,
welcome.
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi,
Lauren.
Hi,
Lauren.
Can I do Lauren now? It'll be here in a minute.
All right. Terry, I will send you an email tonight. I have a question for you.
Okay.
And I also want to send you that clip. I think you like that song. It's that great guitar player. She's a young lady from France. And
oh.
She plays Vivaldi. It's just amazing what she can do
with
guitar. Yeah.
Wow.
And there's also a song from Mozart. He's just mind-blowing.
Oh,
good
I
evening.
Appreciate it.
Right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome,
hey,
Wynn. And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, hi. Can you send that thing to me also?
Yes. Do I have your email address?
CecilCSerpent@AOL.com.
Cecil, did you get my email on diabetes thing?
I didn't, but I haven't been able to get on my computer today at all.
Okay.
So I will look for it. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Lauren's on the phone.
I know.
Okay.
And for those that just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome to the Monday evening wildcards with Winfrey and Terry Brown. We will be starting off in just a moment.
We're going to be talking with Lauren tonight.
All right.
Good. He's the guy we have been introducing as the guy who taught Emoto about water, but he's much more than just that. But that many people are familiar with Emoto, so that's why I call him that. And everyone is so quiet.
They brought up a bunch of kids. That's a nervous time.
You think they're nervous?
I said it makes me nervous when it gets quiet.
Oh, that's funny.
What do I do? Just mute it. What do I do when I get nervous?
I don't know.
Go to the bathroom.
You know what the first thing Robin and Batman do in the morning, don't you?
What?
They go to the bat room.
Now, you didn't make that up, did you?
No. I'm not near that clever.
Well, I thank everyone for being here, and I'm grateful towards BBS Radio for broadcasting this show. And glad that you are here. And as I announced earlier, right after the show, we go over to a different conference call, which is our daily Whole Planet Healing Call. You can participate by calling at 7 p.m. Pacific, 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. 7 days a week. 7 p.m. Pacific. And you can find this information also at wholeplanethealing.com. Here we have another person joining in on the conference call. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Please say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. So, Terry.
Yeah.
Okay, they're talking a lot about the free will here on this in this realm, which is an awesome thing. Are you aware, are there other realms where free will is not available?
Well, if you didn't have free will, it would be pretty hard for to make the best progress.
Right. So it's pretty much the standard for all the planetary systems which are populated.
Well, some of it more than others. It's like okay. Some of them are like they have kind of different codes of conduct in some of them, and some of them aren't successful. The races are going down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as I understand it, there are other planets that the reptilians have managed to take over, according to the Ra group. But that's taken over.
That's not by design then, right?
Not by design, no. They've taken it over.
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken it over by the same way they're trying to take over our planet. And this is from the Ra material. You know, they managed to affiliate themselves with the elite. And they turned the elite into their minions. They use the elite. And you see, here's where it gets tricky. They use the elite to get the masses of population to choose to give up their free will. Okay? Like, for example, you can see that there is this big controversy going on in this country where people are being asked to give up their rights for the good of the whole, for protecting their health and everyone else's health, and forcing people to lock themselves in and then there's a whole group of people that are saying that's unconstitutional. In fact, I was going to talk a little bit about this before I started talking to Lauren. And let me mute everybody and start. Okay.
I muted.
Got the things, okay?
Okay, thank you.
The recording has started.
This is May 25th, 2020, our Monday wildcard night. And I'm going to talk a little bit about coronavirus before I bring Lauren in. And we were just talking before I started the recorder about how there's a negative ET group. When I say negative, I should use service to self. And according to the Ra material, they are called the Orions. Now, I believe the Orions is what we refer to as the reptilians. And they're very smart, they're very advanced, and they do have an understanding of karma. And so they don't go in, they're bent on planetary conquest, but they don't usually go into a planet and try to have conquest by military means. They do it by, let me see here, I should read it, right? You know, there's a very good website. It's called lawofone.info. And you can do a search of the entire raw material there. And put in, like I just put in the word Orions, okay? And I'll read a little bit of it. It gives you an idea. Because I had read this years before we were in the situation we're in today. So the question was, you mentioned that some of the landings were of our peoples. You also mentioned that some were of the Orion group. Why do the Orion group land here? What is their purpose? Ra, their purpose is conquest. Unlike those of the Confederation who wait for the calling, which means we have to ask for them. It's one of the reasons we do whole planet healing, because I know this is true, and I know that when we ask, there's a response. The so-called Orion group calls itself the conquest. What does the Orion group have? What's the objective with respect to conquest of the Orion group? Ra, as we have said previously, their objective is to locate certain mind-body-spirit complexes. The mind-body-spirit complex is us. That's what they call a human, which vibrates in resonance with their own vibrational complex, then to enslave the unelite, as you may call those who are not of the Orion vibration. So just to say that in simpler language, although it's pretty obvious what it means that they look for the elite, which vibrates in resonance with their own vibrational complex. What that means is they look for people that want power, that want control, and they connect with them with the idea that we are going to help you have more power and control. And then use those people to enslave the unelite, okay? Now, at the time of the Ra contact, there was what they called an Orion Crusader who was in the fifth density. That meant he was pretty powerful, okay? And this Orion Crusader was really hassling Carla. And they did not want this raw material to come into this realm because it was too powerful. And so the question was, what was the Orion's entity's objective with respect to the entity you spoke of? And Ra said, the Orion entity wishes to remove the instrument. Now, the instrument is their word for a channel. Next question. Do you mean that the Orion group produced this larger body complex to create an elite so the law of one could be applied in what we call the negative sense, Ra. This is incorrect. The entities of Yahweh were responsible for this procedure in isolated cases as experiments in combating the Orion group. However, the Orion group were able to use this distortion of mind-body complexes, humans, to inculcate the thoughts of the elite rather than concentrations upon the learning teachings of oneness. Why does this occur? When it occurs, it is quite rare and occurs either due to the Orion entity's lack of perception of the depth of positivity to be encountered, or due to the Orion entity's desire, shall we say, to remove this positivity from this plane of existence. Orion tactics normally are those which choose the simple distortions of mind, which indicate less mental and spiritual complex activity. Question: does the Orion group use this principle to create conditions brought about to suit their purpose? Ra. We will answer more specifically than the question. The Orion group uses daydreams of hostile or other negative vibratory natures to feedback or strengthen these thought forms. So it sounds like what they're saying there is the Orion group psychically influences people. And it looks like daydreams, when they're having them, it causes people to go more negative. Question: when was the first contact by the Orion group in years? Ra, as we have said, the Orion group attempted contact approximately 60,000 of your years in the past, as you measure time. Question: we have a large spectrum of entities on Earth with respect to harvestability, both positively oriented and negatively oriented. Now, of course, harvestability is their word, the Ra group's word, for graduation of this realm. Would the Orion target in on the ends of this spectrum, both positive and negatively oriented for contact for Earth entities? Ra, this query is somewhat difficult to accurately answer. However, we'll attempt to do so. The most typical approach of Orion entities is to choose what you might call the weaker-minded entity, so that it might suggest a greater amount of Orion philosophy to be disseminated. Some few Orion entities are called by more highly polarized negative entities of your space-time nexus. In this case, they share information just as we are now doing. And what they're saying there is the Orions can channel to highly polarized negative entities. However, This is a risk for the Orion entities due to the frequency with which the harvestable negative planetary entities then attempt to bid and order the Orion contact, just as these entities bid planetary negative contacts. The resulting struggle for mastery, if lost, is damaging to the polarity of the Orion group. So, now, they're saying highly polarized negative entities call on the Orions. Or, you know, they may call on demons, and they may call, you know, it may not, they don't know who the Orions are, but they can call for negative beings on the other side who will help them with their own negative goals to support them. Then they say the Orions that are called on share of information just as we are now doing. However, this is a risk for the Orion entities due to the frequency with which the harvestable negative planetary entities then attempt to bid and order the Orion contact. The resulting struggle for mastery, if lost, is damaging to the polarity of the Orion group. Okay, so I think what that's saying is that when a negative polarized being in our realm calls for an entity to support their negative goals, they want to control that entity, okay? And then there's a struggle for control, which if lost is damaging to the polarity of the Orion group. Similarly, a mistaken Orion contact with a highly polarized positive entity can wreak havoc with Orion troops unless these crusaders are able to depolarize the entity mistakenly contacted. This occurrence is almost unheard of. Therefore, the Orion group prefers to make physical contact only with weaker-minded entities. Question. Then what do the ones at the top of the pecking order of the Orion group? Well, let me first ask this. Are we talking about a fourth density group now? Ra, there are fourth and a few fifth density members of the Orion group, okay? So the Orions spread through fourth and fifth density. And as you go higher, sixth and seventh and eighth density, the Orions can't occupy that density because in those densities, it is hard for them to gain superiority, maybe impossible for them, because everyone is high enough to see their intentions, and so they don't fit. But they can still operate in fourth and fifth density. Question. Well, are both those who are taken on Confederation and Orion craft then experiencing a seeming physical examination? Ra, your query indicates incorrect thinking. The Orion group uses the physical examination as a means of terrifying the individual and cause it to feel the feelings of an advanced second density being, such as a laboratory animal. The sexual experiences of some are a subtype of this experience. The intent is to demonstrate the control of the Orion entities over the Terran inhabitant, the Earth inhabitant. The thought form experiences are subjective and for the most part do not occur in this density. Next question. I'm now working in the second 25,000-year cycle. How many years ago was the Orion group's attempt in that cycle? I am Ra. The Orion group next attempted in a more fertile territory approximately 3,600 years ago, as you measure time. Are there any Confederation or Orion individuals, Confederation or the good guys, living on Earth visible to us and important to in our society at this time, walking among us? Ra. There are no entities of either group walking among you at this time. However, the Crusaders of Orion use two types of entities to do their bidding, shall we say. The first type is a thought form, the second, a kind of robot. Now, I believe when they say a kind of robot, that they are referring to the Greys, which are under the auspices of the Orions. Question. Carla wishes to know why several days ago her heart rate went up to 115 per minute, and then she had extreme pain in her stomach. Was that an Orion greeting? Ra, although the experience was energized by the Orion group, the events mentioned, as well as others more serious, were approximately caused by the ingestion of certain foodstuffs in what you call your tablet form. Are there other groups of those who are in the service to self path join with these from the Orion constellation? For instance, those of Southern Cross, are they presently working for the same type of harvest with respect to Earth? Ra, those you mention of the Southern Cross are members of the Orion group. It is not, shall we say, according to understood wording, that a group from various galaxies should be named by one. However, those planetary social complexes of the so-called Orion constellation have the upper hand and thus rule the other members. You must recall that in negative thinking, there is always the pecking order, shall we say, and the power against power in separation. Question, is there any danger in the Sunday night meditations with the precautions we are taking of the instrument being led away by the Orion entity? And of course, this is where they had talked many times about a fifth dimensional Orion being that was kind of constantly, how shall we say it, paying attention to Carla. Ra, the opportunities for the Orion entity are completely dependent upon the instrument's condition of awareness and readiness. We would suggest that this instrument, and of course this instrument is Carla, is still too much the neophyte to open itself to questions, since that is the format used by Ra. As the instrument grows in awareness, this precaution may become unnecessary. Now, I'm not sure what that means. We would suggest this instrument is still too much the neophyte to open itself to questions, since the whole format of the Ra sessions were questions. And I'm not sure what questions they're referring to. Question.
The questions went through Don.
Yeah.
There wasn't questions asked directly to her. Maybe that's what it meant.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Okay. Are all of those men in black then used by the Orion Crusaders? Ra, this is correct. Question, who went to the Orion group? Ra, the one known as Genghis Khan. Question, you spoke of an Orion confederation and a battle being fought between the Confederation and the Orion Confederation. Is it possible to convey any concept of how this battle is fought? Ra. Picture, if you will, your mind. Picture it then in total unity with all other minds of your society. You are then single-minded, and that which is a weak electrical charge in your physical illusion is now an enormously powerful machine where thoughts may be projected as things. In this endeavor, the Orion group charges or attacks the Confederation arms with light. The result is a standoff, as you will call it. Both energies being somewhat depleted by this and needing to regroup. The negative depleted through failure to manipulate. The positive depleted through failure to accept that which is given. Okay. I don't completely understand that. I'll think about it. Okay.
I got a question. How long are we going to have Lauren on?
I'm just about to stop this. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'll tell you. I did a search on Orion's, and I'm reading all the references in the raw material to the Orion group, but I realize it's a really valuable thing to share with people right now because it explains what's behind, I believe it's explaining what's behind what's going on our planet at this point. And you can see very clearly what we call the elite, the Illuminati, the shadow government. Behind those groups, there's connection on one level with the Orions. Now, it might be with the Orion robots, which are the Greys, And there's an attempt to get them a success. I won't call it an attempt. It's, they're successful in getting those people to believe that they're going to be rewarded for what they're doing, that the world's going to be taken over, and they're helping, and they're going to become, have big positions in the future. And in this way, the Orions cause people to choose to allow things to happen. And this is how the Orions end up gaining their control. And we are working, you know, they use psychic influences of all kinds. We would call them black magic. And if you get an Orion working with you, they will create dark intentions to happen, just as one can work to create light intentions. And it's part of the reason why our work is so important. And on that note, I'm going to close this topic. I'm not going to talk about the coronavirus. I'll just say one thing. It's obviously connected to what I just read. It's obviously an attempt to get people to voluntarily give up their free will to preserve their life. And the more you read all the different things, you can see there's a huge amount of chicanery going on. For example, doctors are getting paid to declare people deaths as a result of the coronavirus. Hospitals, the news is showing hospitals being jammed, and the doctors are saying no one is there, or hardly anyone. So the idea is to make the fear of death and the risk of death much greater than it is. And I believe Trump knows this. I don't know if he knows all about Orions, but he knows there's a lot of chicanery going on. And it's why there's so much control over the news, the fake news. And Lauren, are you there? You might have to do star six for me to hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Right.
I know many of you have had connection with Lauren. And Lauren is one of the most unusual people I have ever met. He has extremely advanced scientific understanding. At the same time, he has spiritual connections and connections with positive beings on the other side. I believe I can say that. And he is very dedicated to service and how he can make a difference while he's here. And he's done this in other lifetimes. So it's been a real honor and blessing to have him embrace the work we're doing. And I can see that he is always, he doesn't miss opportunities to help other people when he can. And he's been successful in the way he's done that. So I thought I would ask, I could make him get technical, and then as we stop understanding what he's saying, I just like to ask how to ground something. Lauren, could you tell us a little bit about your childhood? when did you start realizing how aware and smart you were?
Gosh, that wasn't in my childhood. That was later on. I took everything for granted. It was a very unusual childhood. And I frankly didn't see it was very as unique or anything like that. It was just normal for me. So,
Did your parents understand you? Did they support you?
My father did. Mother was a little rough. Mm-hmm. And, so that was definitely a challenge there. I was really enjoying, you know, the mostly nature and, and I like being out by myself, out in the jungles, and when in the U.S. it was like out in the forest and stuff, fishing, mm-hmm. you know, et cetera. Getting and staying in communication with the elementals, you know, the spirits, the animals, plants, I love fishing. not most of fishing, I just jump in the water and catch fish.
mm-hmm. You caught them with your bare hands.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I improvise fishing poles and stuff, but if you're playing with them, then some of them don't mind being caught, you know. Filling your frying pan, so to speak. And it was because I not only enjoyed fishing, you know, but it put food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So,
was your family not very financially?
Yeah, financially. In the U.S., and mm-hmm. when we were in South, it was like hog heaven, so to speak, you know what I mean? Very well respected, and a little goes a lot further there.
Are you using a headset now?
Well, I have some headphones on right now, and I'm on my computer.
Are you talking into the computer?
Yeah.
Maybe
moving it back on.
That sounds a little better. Yeah, there's a little echoey and a little bit, you know, losing words.
Oh. Is that better?
That's better. Did you move the computer closer to your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you. So what city were you brought up in?
Oh, I was born in Buffalo, New York, and about 4 months later, we moved to South America. And so we were out in the jungle.
What did your dad do?
Electronics. This is at the end of World War II. He had some friends who were kind of like adventurers, explorers, that sort of thing. They were developing South America. They're the people that found South America. So initially, brought my father down because he was a bit of a genius and a pre-spirit type fellow. And they brought him down there to install communications equipment and radar in Petrolia, Colombia. That's right. That is about 5 miles north of the equator out in the, out in the middle of the jungle.
Yeah.
And
was he working?
And
for
then from
industry?
There on,
was he working for industry or military, or both?
No, private concerns, private. He had just gotten out. Just got out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
He was at Pearl Harbor, for instance, when it got bombed and all that. And he developed the electrical works for, I think it was like several different bombers. And with radar, developing radar. He only had a ninth grade education, but he was brilliant. Photographic memory.
Did he help inspire you as you were growing up? Or
yeah,
you making
he
it?
Did.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't see him that much. But he was a good role model, for instance.
You looked up to him, and he's into electronics, and then.
Yeah, and he, I didn't have a photographic memory like he did, nor was I fearless. He was truly fearless. The only person I've ever known growing up who was actually fearless, and he was really strong, very strong. In that regard, I sort of approached it on that, but not like him, personality. But
was he?
But I knew my mom.
You're dropping out. It's all right, now you're back. Okay. Was he metaphysical or spiritual?
I guess you'd call it spiritual. He was very, very practical, or very, very well grounded, and very, very grounded. I really got along with women a lot. It was amazing, and.
You got along with women.
Oh yeah, a magnetic personality with women, which is men too. Men really liked him too a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man's man, but he's also a woman's man, and exceptionally mm-hmm. so.
When you're growing up. At what point, if there was a point, did you start getting interested in women?
Let's see. First girlfriend was when I was about five.
Five? Okay.
Yeah. And, I thought everybody has boyfriends and girlfriends at that age.
Well, people probably not, but and how long did you stay with her? Were you going steady?
Somewhat, yeah, but the trouble is actually started off earlier than that. The lady was much older than myself. She was in her teens.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, the and that was down in the jungles of South America. She was a native.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was five and a half or so. Oh, no, six and a half. So, five and a half, yeah. Five and a half. And then when I was six and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But we were moving a lot. So it didn't, nothing long term, so to speak. We just kind of got heartbreaker, so you know, in a way.
Did you go to college?
Because I didn't have the funds to do for that, I audited classes.
Well, that's right. You audited classes in Berkeley, didn't you?
Amongst others, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How come I didn't meet you?
We may have. I don't remember it, though.
Did you go to the Cafe Med?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, but it's only a couple times.
We probably sat there at the same time, maybe.
Mm. It could be, yeah.
Were you there when there were all these street vendors on Telegraph Avenue?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. That was one of the things that was noteworthy, I think, you know, set it apart from my airplane, you know.
Do you remember someone that walked up and down Telegraph Avenue with a sandwich board advertising different businesses?
Yeah. I do remember that.
That was me.
Oh.
That was one of my jobs when I was in Berkeley.
Well, and
I loved that. You know, I loved the atmosphere of Berkeley at that time and the festive atmosphere and what are the words? It was so out of normal reality systems that I was brought up in. And
yeah. Interesting.
Was that funny that I was the sandwich board guy?
Yeah.
See, we could have met. But I probably was probably too crazy. I had some crazy jobs. There was a clothing store on Telegraph Avenue, and I used to clean the store once or twice a week after they closed, called Yarmo, I think it was called. And you remember Shakespeare books?
Yeah. And how you know, spend people right there. Yeah.
And then there was another, the metaphysical bookstore on Telegraph Avenue. What was it called?
I don't recall. I don't remember names well. Come up with a note.
And then Pete's Coffee Shop. Remember that? Pete's became really big, you know.
Yeah, it was always very crowded, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, no, I stayed out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Too crowded for me.
We gotta get off. We'll go to Whole Planet of Healing. And we will continue soon. Thank you, Lauren. It's fun to hear about your background and where you came from. And
I love nature.
Yeah.
I love mother.
All right. So I'm going to unmute everybody. Goodbye to everybody on BBS. Thank you for listening. You are unmuted. All this time.
Let me unmute still. Let me do it.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you, Cecil.
Thanks from Squim.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Ciao. We will see you all at Whole Planet Healing.
Great. All right.
Lauren, it's nice to hear your connection with Mother Earth, with Gaia.
Yeah, it's nice to hear your connection with the sandwich board man in Berkeley. I wish I had a picture of that. Okay. We'll see you.
All right.
This session is no longer being recorded.